This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock. Joe, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Pretty quiet overnight. We do have a rebound for soybean futures. They've come down to test around this $13 mark, so important support here potentially being held up. We've got some relief in the outside markets. Soybeans have been tied closely to crude oil here as of late, and the slide lower for the energy market has put some weight on the soy complex. You get that weakness in the soybean oil with the domestic processing sector and the biodiesel program feeling it there. But we do, again, have that slightly higher crude oil market to look at overnight. For corn, just a bit higher here yesterday, caught in between the weaker soybeans and the stronger wheat. That's something we're going to keep a close eye on here. The wheat market providing some rare leadership here. It's a five-session straight rally in Chicago. That Chicago futures market is the soft red wheat market, and that's what we had another daily sales announcement for here this morning. Some soft red wheat sold to China again. This follows up a recent sale here last week to China, and really puts soft red wheat exports on a much better track here. And all of a sudden, there's just an overall shift, it seems. We want to be careful. This wheat market, as much as it's been bearish here, trying to think it's turning around, but we have observed higher prices abroad. Russian wheat prices have gone up over the past couple of months. Those were the real source of pressure for so long that we had big exports coming out of that region still.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided in the way of obstacles, as well as learning experiences. But of course, the most important thing is that December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones while celebrating the holiday season. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
March corn up 4 1/4 at 489 3/4. January soybeans up 7 1/2 at 13.13 3/4. January soybean meal up $3 even at 411.30. January soybean oil down 6 cents at 51.18. On the Merc, December live cattle up 10 cents at 167.35. January feeder cattle up $1.62 at 212.15. December lean hogs down 52 cents at 67.52. December pork cutout down 40 cents at 81.25 and Class 3 milk up 2 cents at 16.18. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.